This is David Wolford. It is the 14th of August, 2002. I'm sitting here with Ms. Janice Newbern in Fulton, Kentucky, and we're going to discuss school desegregation and segregated schools in the area. Ms. Newbern, would you just state your name and tell me when you were born and where you grew up?
My name is Janice Newbern, and I was born January 18, 1940.
Here in Fulton?
Here in Fulton. I was born in Fulton and raised in Fulton.
And where did you attend school as a young child?
I attended Milton School through grade school. And then for high school, I went to Weakley County Training School.
And where is that?
Martin, Tennessee.
What memories do you have of the Milton School? Can you tell me a little bit about that school?
Well, we had a teacher that the principal was A.Z. Tucker. And she was for integrating schools. And because the white school supplied Milton School, the black school, with all their supplies like basketballs and books, which we get the Torah books. And the kids who were kind of smart, she would try to give the best books to them. And my brother played basketball at Milton School. And they have one time, the superintendent of the white school sent nothing but basketballs that were flat. You couldn't even bounce them. She got mad and she left the school, closed the school. And she went up to her white school and demanded that they give a better basketball for the boys.
How did they respond to that demand?
They give us some basketballs. Mm-hmm.
What was the school building like, Milton Elementary?
It was a brand new school because the first school burned down.
What?
And they built another one.
Was it the first one also known as Milton School?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that the more recent Milton School was as good as a black school in terms of the school building?
Yes, but...
As good as a white school, I mean,
No, because, like, we had one teacher to teach first, second, and third, maybe the fourth, and one teacher to teach five, six, and seven, and we had the principal, she could teach seventh and eighth grade. So I don't think so because we didn't have a lot of subjects or I just don't think it was good as a white school.
Now you're basing that on the teaching schedule or the classes offered, not so much the physical
because
building.
Because they had to teach more than one grade. They have to teach mathematics or English. They just had to teach the whole thing. Those three teachers.
Was the there was three teachers at Milton?
We had three teachers, maybe four at Milton.
But would you call the building itself a modern building for its time?
Yeah, it was modern. The first time it didn't have but three rooms. It had three rooms the first time. And then the school burned one morning and they built us another school. And it was modern. Nice school.
Okay. Where did the teachers that taught at Milton Elementary, were they from here in Fulton originally?
One was from Mayfield. The rest of them were from Fulton.
And what kind of, how would you rank these teachers? Did they have teaching degrees?
Yes, they did have teaching degrees. Ms. Stuffler had she was a principal. She had more than the rest of them, but the rest of them had to go to school. They would go to school periodically when school was out. Mm-hmm. So they were, I think they had teaching degrees.
And what kind of education overall do you think you got at Milton?
I got a good start. The one at least, she said nobody would leave school without learning how to write their name, so. But
when you were at Milton School, or perhaps you were when you were attending Weekly Training Center over in Martin, did you have an idea for what the white schools looked like on the inside?
No, because we never did go in there. We never could go get to go in the white school. I know they had better basketball and books, because their books were new and our books were old.
Did you ever attend any sporting events that were held at the white schools back then?
No.
No? What kind of relationship do you think whites and blacks had in the early 50s in Fulton?
Not too good.
Explain what you mean.
Well, when we walked the street, we would be called nigger, and we would try to beat them up. it's an underpass downtown, and sometimes the white kids would follow us and call us niggers, and then when we would go under that underpass, we'd tell them to come under there, and we'd beat them up. And I think that went on before me, I had an aunt that went to the same school. And, of course, she was older than me, but they used to do the same thing when they were called niggers. They would get under that viaduct and invite them under there and beat them up.
So there wasn't a great fear, you think, of the white people by the black people? Was there not?
No, I don't think it was a fear, because they would call us niggers. I think they could get away with it until we decided to do something to them.
Was there ever any kind of violence in Fulton at all? No.
Mm-hmm.
How about in town? Were the how were things segregated in town?
Yeah, we had a drugstore that you could not sit in and buy ice cream cone, which every Sunday we would go, about seven of us would go in this drugstore and sit down. And she said, we don't serve niggas here. We tell them we don't serve them either, and we keep sitting there. Until she decided, well, I'm going to call the police, until she decided to call the police, and then we would leave. No, the police would never get there.
If the police had gotten there, would that have been a real problem?
I don't think so. And we had to go in the back doors of little restaurants. Like, you couldn't go in and buy a hamburger. You'd have to come to the back door, which I never did, so. Because I wasn't going to nobody's back door.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when the Supreme Court made the ruling? You were probably a young teenager. But do you remember when the Supreme Court made the Brown versus the Board of Education ruling that declared segregation illegal?
Yes, I remember it vaguely. But I really didn't think about it too much. I remember, though. But I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did the black community of Fulton respond to this court ruling, the Supreme Court ruling?
They liked it. They said it should have come a long time before.
You think black people in Fulton were anxious to be integrated with whites and to attend school with whites?
No. Nobody was anxious. They just wanted our schools to be upgraded so it would be equal with the white schools. We didn't want to attend there because I had a good time at my school. It was all black.
I see. What after the Supreme Court had ruled that segregation was unconstitutional, what sorts of attempts to integrate schools occurred in Fulton?
Well, there were some that would keep trying to get in. But they would turn them down until they just really forced it, up on them.
How did that happen? Like, what can you describe the attempt by the black students to enroll in the Fulton High School?
No more than they would sit in cars and wait until they could come in, because the head of the NAACP would leave us in the cars until they said we could come in. And then if we go in and they said they could be integrated, but that's about all. It went smoothly. Mm-hmm.
Do you recall you were talking about the NAACP and going to the high school, Fulton City High School. You know, can you describe maybe what it was like one of the times where there was that attempt was made and the blacks were denied entrance into the high school?
Yes, but we just sat there. I mean, like, we didn't try to force our way in.
Right.
That's about all I can remember on that.
How did the administration, you know, the principals or superintendent, respond to the local attempts to integrate?
They would stand across the door so he could not enter into the building. He would stand across the door. I can see him now, standing across the door.
Who is this that you're talking
Holland.
About?
He was the one, the main one.
What's his name?
Holland.
And why do you think that he was... insistent, this is probably 1955, 56. Why was he so insistent upon not letting the blacks into the school?
I just think he doesn't want them to integrate.
Do you think that was the community, the white community's preference, or was that his personal preference?
If so, they kept it quiet. But he was the main one. I guess they felt like he would keep them out, keep blacks out.
Were your parents involved in the...
Yeah, they were in the background. In the background of the NAACP.
Why do you think they were supportive of this endeavor? Why do you think they
because
wanted you to
they
do
wanted
this?
Our schools to be up. It wasn't so much as they wanted it to be integrated. They just wanted our school to have brand new books. Just bring the school up to date with the white school. And we could all been happy.
What do you think the position of the teachers, the white teachers in Fulton City, were on this question?
I don't think they wanted to teach black kids, but they didn't have no choice after the, you know, they passed that law.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about Weakley County Training Center. This is the high school you attended in Martin. Can you tell me a little bit about that building?
It's brand new. For one thing, we had new books, and they had the boys had a nice gym to play sports in, and the teachers were nice, and we just had new books. That was one thing, we had new books. We had a library we could attend, because we couldn't even go in the library here. It was private.
The public. You're talking about
the
city
library. Yes.
Yeah. Did Weakley County Training Center serve? It was an all-black school, right?
Yes.
Did it serve? It obviously served students outside of Weakley County because
right.
you're from Fulton, Kentucky, attending that school. How far did students travel to go to Weakley County? You think?
Dresden, Greenfield, might be Florida.
Are these cities within
Martin
County?
Within Martin, in Weakley, in Weakley County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess we had them 20 miles, I would say.
Did other Kentucky blacks attend this besides those in Fulton? Did blacks come from...
We might have had... they were all from Fulton. I think they were all from Fulton. Because before I went there, it was, South Fulton. That's just right across the line. But it was other blacks. Maybe a couple from Union City. That's 10 miles. I would say 13 miles from Mark.
Now, I think I've read that some students here in Fulton, Kentucky, some black students actually attended Riverview High over
in
Hickman.
They did.
Now, why was this an option? Could you go either direction back then?
Yes, you could go either direction. You could ride the regular school bus that the whites provided for you to go to Hickman, or you could be carried by car to Weakley County Training School. So. The bus leaked in it. They said they had umbrellas on it. I never was on the bus. They said it was very bad.
Is that why you chose to go to the Weakley County?
Mm-hmm.
Did the two schools compare at all? Were they?
No. Riverview was, I think it had about three rooms. And they had a big gym. And that's about it.
Do you know if Riverview High is still standing or not?
Yes, they made a cafe out of it, but it still might be standing.
Can you describe your, your traveling to Weakley County? How was that done? You said it was a carpool going on.
It was a carpool. Maybe it was about six or seven cars. We would leave about 7 o'clock every morning going to school. And we'd get to Martin about 15 or 20 minutes after 7, according to how fast we drive.
And how many students you think were going down there from Fulton?
About 20, maybe.
Okay. The Paducah Sun Democrat printed some time ago that the Fulton Board of Education paid tuition and transportation for those that were attending school in Martin. Now, is that true?
No, that is not true. Our parents paid the carpool. Whoever was driving got paid for the gas. Nobody paid us nothing.
What about for, was there any tuition paid in
No,
Weakley?
Tennessee,
That was just free?
That was free.
You could attend that school for free?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your brother and some of your friends ended up attending Fulton City High. You were named as a plaintiff in the lawsuit against the school system, but by the time it went to court and the judge rendered his decision, you were already out of high school.
I was already out of high school.
You graduated from Weakley County.
Right.
Well, first of all, you know, how did you feel about that?
Well, I felt good because I had a good time. I had a good high school. It was nice. Whereas I felt sorry for the kids who had to attend the Fulton City because they had a hard time. And that's about it.
Well, can you explain that hard time? I know your brother was a little younger than you and went there.
They couldn't do anything. And they had to work hard for the, and the teachers were prejudiced. They would give them A student. My brother was smart, and he would sometimes get a C, and my parents would go up there to talk to him about that because he was real smart. And they would just do that. They would give the kids that were smart bad grades. And parents would constantly go up there to check on the children. Because we have to check on them now. It's integrated, but we still check to see if the teachers are treating them right.
How did other students respond to the blacks coming to Fulton High School? How did they respond?
They weren't nice at all. They called them niggers, and they used that N-word all the time. And my brother would chase one around the room. If he gave his guy his hands on him, he said he would have killed him. But they just had a hard time. It wasn't pleasant.
And you were discussing that, you know, there's still some concern for this today. You know, how would you describe relations between blacks and whites in modern times?
Oh, it's great. All the white women help black men. We have lots of hatred here. I mean, lots of white hatred.
And that's accepted by
that's
the community?
That's accepted by the community.
Has it been for some time, you think?
Yes, it's been accepted for some time. I think we have more than all the little towns around here have them, but I think we have more in Fulton.
And that's a good sign of it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are marrying them, but some are just having babies by them. And so we have a lot of white hatred.
And, you know, in closing, would you like to make any final remarks about this experience or?
Well, I hate because I missed that experience to go to the white school. Because I do have a temper and I probably would have got expelled for fighting. But I missed that part. But I think I would have learned more there. Because like I said, Weakley County was a nice school, but things that the kids have today up at white school, I did not have. Like new math, modern math, we didn't have that. We just had old plain algebra or whatever, and arithmetic, and you know, the teachers weren't, well, maybe they weren't qualified, now I can say maybe, up to date with the white teachers. But they offered more. But if they had just brought our school up, we wouldn't have never wanted to integrate. They didn't bring our school up.
So it was really more a result of the inequality,
yeah,
more than a desire to attend,
yes,
with whites.
There was no desire to attend with whites.
Did your parents ever receive or you know, any parents or families involved with that lawsuit, did they ever receive any pressure from the white community to cease
no,
the lawsuit?
No, they didn't bother. No.
Okay. All right, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay.